friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Teddy and Mabel. Hey guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for an amazing story about abominable snowman in the mountains? Me too! Let's go! Today was the day that Teddy and Mabel were going to go see the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Have you ever seen very big mountains before? Mountains are so cool and sometimes very, very big. And at the very top of big, big mountains, do you know that white stuff up there? Yeah, snow. Where I live, there is not very much snow, and so when we go visit the mountains and see snow at the top, that is really cool. Well, Teddy and Mabel were very excited to go see the Colorado Rocky Mountains. They packed all their hiking gear, put on their hiking boots, and were ready for an amazing adventure. Mabel, are you ready? Said Teddy. Yep, I got all my stuff. Could you grab the water bottles for us? Yeah. Teddy went to grab two water bottles. That's really important when you're going on a hiking adventure. You gotta stay hydrated and drink plenty of water. Well, Teddy and Mabel had all their things ready, and them and their family, they were ready for an amazing adventure. They drove out way far into the mountains where the trailhead began. Do you know what a trailhead means? Yeah, trailhead means it's like the beginning of a trail, like the head. If the trail was a body and the trailhead was the top, that is the starting point. Teddy and Mabel had planned out this adventure for a very long time. They even had maps of this trail. And they knew that this trail would lead them all the way to some snow, which would be really cool to see. In the summertime, when it's not snowing, that snow, it melts and it turns to, what happens when snow melts? Does it turn to lava or candy or water? Water! Yes, of course. Snow melts and turns to water, which starts flowing into rivers or waterfalls, and it's really, really cold water. If you touch it, it would make you shiver and maybe turn you instantly to ice and... No, it won't turn you to ice, but it's very cold. And Teddy and Mabel really wanted to see the beginning of where these rivers started from the melting snow. They had a long hike ahead of them. It was going to take several hours to get there, but it was worth it. Oh, Teddy, could you check the map? Teddy pulled out the map, and hey, it looks like we're getting closer. They had already been hiking for several hours. Teddy, Mabel, and their parents were working really hard to get up this very tall mountain. Up ahead, they heard a strange sound. What was that? Was that a mountain lion? Oh, everybody, hold still. Don't run. Don't move a muscle. Teddy, Mabel, and their family all stood still. It's not good to run away from a bear or something scary. You gotta stand your ground and make you look really big and brave. All right, I don't hear it anymore. Let's keep walking. They kept walking, and it's a good thing that sound didn't come from the direction that they were headed, because that wouldn't be smart if you were to walk towards that scary sound, but it was off to the side. Then they saw some trees start to shake, and all of a sudden, there it was! Ah! Teddy and Mabel both started to scream, and so did the big monster.
Ah! Don't eat me!
It yelled. Wait a second. What are you? It looked like a ginormous white bear, but not like a polar bear, but I don't know.
I'm I'm the abominable snowman, and what are you doing up here? Who are you?
Well, my name's Mabel, and this is Teddy and my parents, and we were coming on a hiking adventure, and we're really sorry that we scared you. Well, you kind of scared us, too.
Well, I'm sorry for scaring you, but you see, there's this evil man here. He's trying to steal all the water, the clean snow melt. And I have to stop him.
Wait, who is trying to steal the water?
I don't know, but he's very stinky, and I don't know why he wants all this water.
Teddy and Mabel looked at each other.
Did he just say stinky? Said Teddy.
Mabel turned and looked at the abominable snowman and said,
Does he look like this?
They pulled out a picture, and the abominable snowman shook his head yes.
Yes, that's exactly what he looked.
How do you have a picture of him?
It's Dr. Stinky Breath!
Dun, dun, dun!
Teddy and Mabel were on the spy team and were always on the lookout for Dr. Stinky Breath, and they never imagined that he would be way up here in the mountains.
Okay, well, we gotta figure out a way to help this abominable snowman stop Dr. Stinky Breath. I don't know why he wants this water, but it's probably for something evil.
Teddy and Mabel and their whole family put on their spy gear and got to work.
All right, Mr. Abominable Snowman, said Teddy. We're gonna need you to hide. And then when that Dr. Stinky Breath comes out again, you're gonna need to scare him as with the biggest roar that you possibly can. Can you do that?
I don't know if I can. He's very scary looking.
You're the Abominable Snowman, said Mabel. Everyone's afraid of you. You can do this.
Are you sure?
I guess the Abominable Snowman was not very confident. Do you know what it means to be confident?
Being confident means that you're sure of yourself and your abilities.
So this Abominable Snowman, who I know we can all agree that he is very scary looking and shouldn't have any problems scaring off Dr. Stinky Breath,
he needs to believe that for himself. Yeah, confidence, it's not about being, you know, I'm better than you, but it's just about believing what's true.
The Abominable Snowman needs to believe and be confident that he can scare off Dr. Stinky Breath.
All right, well, I guess I can try.
We know that you can, said Teddy.
Okay, how do you do this?
Well, sometimes we choose to be brave as on the spy team. When we count to three, then it helps us be brave.
Okay, I guess I can try that.
The Abominable Snowman took to his secret position where he was going to hide and then jump out and scare off Dr. Stinky Breath. He hid in some bushes and to himself he counted to three.
One, a two, oh dear, a three.
Roar! You should have seen Dr. Stinky Breath's face. He was so afraid of that scary, abominable snowman, he ran for the hills and was never seen there again. He had given up in his pursuit of collecting this very special cold water.
Great job, Mr. Abominable Snowman, shouted Mabel.
Yes, I guess I did do a good job. Thanks for helping with me, believing in myself.
The Abominable Snowman, who knew that he even needed to believe in himself and have some confidence?
Great job, Teddy and Mabel. You saved the day.
The end.
Great job, you listen all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Emma from Brazil, Harley from Vancouver Island, Levi and Andy from Pennsylvania, Kiki and Ruby Mae from Calgary, Alberta,
the Teal Room at L&L Academy in Chicago, and Ashton and Owen from Hawaii. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure, which there's so many more stories. Bye!